Yeah, it's one of those things where in the past, mental health has not been sort of dealt with, I guess, not the best by a lot of churches, okay?
Right,
let's put it this way. Because in the past, a lot of churches have basically said, if you actually were dealing with things like mental health, say depression, whatever, they talked it up to, well, you don't just have enough faith. That's what it is. That's what they said. And it's like, you know what? A lot of people have been hurt by that kind of attitude, by that kind of response, because we know that mental health is a real thing. We know depression is a real thing. You know, even to some churches would say that if you suffered from depression and went on medication, you were not, you know, following God, you know, you weren't in his will because you were depending on a substance or whatever. And, you know, I hear that and my heart breaks.
Because yeah, me too.
I know that there are people out there who need it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
So when it comes to dealing with mental health in the church, we need to do a better job of making sure that we address it, that we recognize this is a real thing. It's not something that, you know, we just say a little prayer and it's gone. I mean, like, God can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, God is a God who can do anything. So, I mean, like, we can pray for it to go away. But at the same time, if it's according to God's will, you know, and we have to keep in mind that God's going to be like, you know what? My grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
And
amen.
Because look at the Apostle Paul. He prayed three times for that thorn in the flesh, whatever it was, whether it was an actual thorn or whatever. Some people believe it was a demonic spirit that was tormenting him. He asked three times, God, remove it. And God was like, no, my grace is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes that's going to be his response for things like mental health. He's like, you know, I know you're suffering with this, but guess what? My grace is sufficient. Hang on. I will give you the strength to endure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we have. That's a message we need to give at churches, is that God gives the strength. Hold on. Persevere.
Yeah. No, so good. Very well spoken, Pastor Andrew. I almost said Mr. Andrew. But same, you know, reverence, respect.
Mr. Pastor, whatever, you know.
There we go.